Hamas are laying low because they are, for their point of view, trying to get the grassroots vote. And this they're trying to do, looking both at the Gaza Strip and at the West Bank. And they don't want the woes of the West Bank to be their responsibility. They want to dump that on the Palestinian Authority.
And then we have the issue of East Jerusalem, which is sort of like a breeding ground for its own sort of lone wolf attackers. Why is this happening?
East Jerusalem is in between a rock and a hard stone. Remember, all of us listeners, East Jerusalemites have a different status under Israeli law than the people in the West Bank and the people in the Gaza Strip, two vastly different areas. So the East Jerusalemites, on the one hand, don't want to lose their official status. If they officially join Hamas, if they officially do actions in on behalf of the Palestinian Authority, they will lose their legal status with Israel. What that does is that spurs the lone wolves, meaning it's not going to be something official and officially done, but it definitely brings out individuals who, if you ask them, they'll say that they align with Hamas or Fatah, with what they will call Palestine in general. But they're going to work as lone wolves throughout the city.
Let me ask you a question as a former media advisor to a prime minister. We have the U.S. Secretary of State coming here this week, and they have calls within the current government to do sort of settlement, more settlement building, more action to build an E1, make new settlements. How do you think Netanyahu is going to be able to deal with that? And what would be your suggestion?
Netanyahu has to balance his need to have a stable coalition, which means that he has to give to what all of us look at and say are much more right-wing members of his cabinet. Now, at the same time, he has said to the Israeli public, not just to the international public, that he is not going to succumb to all of their demands. Mm. At this stage along the way, I wonder to myself, Arye, what is that balance? I do not think he has an easy way. And personally, I think that he's probably going to do more based on what he thinks the Israeli political people will do than on what the United States says.
I mean, could there be an embarrassment situation here while the U.S. Secretary of State is in Israel that there'll be new settlements being built in the West Bank?
Already happened when Prime Minister was in office, when Vice President Biden at the time was in Jerusalem, a minister in Netanyahu's cabinet at the time announced the expansion of what is for me not a settlement, it's Jerusalem, right, and it's Israel, but of a community of a neighborhood in Jerusalem, including in the areas where the attack was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to be a first time. That's already happened.